It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, man?
How was your... There ain't nothing up today, buddy, but the wind.
I know.
How was your day? Your weekend?
It was good. You know, good. The weather was actually surprisingly pretty good.
Yes, it was. Yesterday was really nice.
It was.
It seemed like the wind picked up in the afternoon, so... But you know what? I thatched my yards and...
Really?
Yes. Three trailer loads of the old thatch.
Wow.
Yeah, it was impressive.
When are you coming to Sextonville?
I can come do yours if you
really?
Want.
Really?
Yep, okay. Without question. So I do mine a little bit different. A lot of people. So I thatch my yard. So when you get done thatching, it looks like it's a hay field. So then you have to rake it. So instead of raking it all, I just use my mower to blow it into a windrow.
Oh.
And then take the rake and then put it in the trailer. So
very nice.
I know that's not what you're supposed to do, but. So anyway, but it looks better.
Good. Yeah. Get a little bit of rain, a little bit of warmth on there, and then you're going to be mowing.
Well, and then, thatching actually kind of hurts your yard.
At first,
At first it does. It damages it, but it gives more opportunity for root growth. So I didn't get the opportunity to aerate it and seed it and fertilize it because I was watching a guy, a dozer come through, and it ripped the electricity off.
Oh.
So I was watching the city, you know, standing there, standing guard on the road.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, you were a big dog then.
Big dog.
Hey.
Yeah. But not really. But those guys are pretty good. The City of Baskerville guys are really, really good. So
awesome.
Those are the things that the city utility people in every town, you know, all you see them is just driving around. But they do that. They work the whole weekend. So, kudos to those guys.
Hats off to them.
Yeah, without question.
I was playing a little catch yesterday and getting,
were you?
Yeah, getting ready for the season. My big comeback.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm going to get one of those bats like the Yankees have. Maybe I can make a comeback in Church League softball.
Yes. Hey, you know, ever since you had Vern Gyshert get called up for the Brewers, I think those guys got scared and started playing.
They've done better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? You know, kudos to Vern, though.
Yep.
You know, he made the call.
Pat Murphy saying, we haven't played great, but you know what? You start 0-4 and you come out above 500 after 10 games. Not bad, right?
That ain't bad. That's really not bad. So, last week we were both sitting here going, boy, it's going to be a long season. But they're young.
That's the way baseball goes.
100%.
You can fly high and say, hey, these guys are really good. And then a week later you can say, they stink.
Yeah.
You know, pitching's bad.
Yeah. So. I mean, I had three games on Saturday in Waseca, as you know.
And,
very chilly, but good baseball. So
today's going to be no picnic. This is one of those where, right on the borderline temperature-wise, I think.
Yeah, I'm on the ridge tonight. So
oh, boy.
River Ridge. So you catch, it's there in Seneca, you catch every bit of the wind. So if it's blowing 10 miles down here, you know it's blowing higher up there.
A little wind chill factor. Oh, well.
But anyway.
What else did I say? Oh, yeah, the NCAA brackets. I'm in two pools. We have one here locally, and I'm winning that one. I'm going to win it. Way ahead.
Here in this one?
Yes, way ahead. Because I have Florida still going.
Oh, you do? Did you pick Florida?
Yeah. But in the Civic Media one, where they're actually offering prizes...
Mm-hmm.
Had I used that bracket, because I didn't use the same one, I said, well, you know, what fun is that? Let's pick two different ones. Had I switched them around, I'd be up there. I'd be in the big money right now, you know, the gift card they're giving away. They're going to, like, top three. I think Bo's still maybe in the running for one of those positions.
Okay.
But here at RCO, we don't get anything.
But
so why did I switch those
remember
around?
Remember the orange hat?
Oh, the orange hat I get.
Yeah, I found it.
See, I can get something monetarily if I would have won the Civic one, but I'm not going to do that. So.
But you know what? Here is just the knowing that you're better than everybody else, like usual.
Strut around.
Yeah. So Aaron Joyce, I believe, brought that hat in. Remember that?
Yeah, I think so.
So I have it. So I found it.
Good.
You're going to put your name on that, baby.
Put it on there.
I don't think anyone can catch you anyway at this point.
No, I don't think they can.
So I deleted
my hat. I'm so fast.
Yeah, I'm Speaking of jokes, what to start a good one off, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Hey, what do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
Sir.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I went to the doctor on Friday. You knew that.
Yeah, so did I.
The doctor goes, your BMI suggests you're overweight. And I told her, I said, I prefer to think it as under tall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just waiting for that growth spurt, right?
I ordered a deck of cards online, Philip, on Thursday for you and I can play.
Oh, good.
But it's been 2 weeks, it's been 2 weeks. And they haven't gotten here yet. I contacted the seller, and they assured me they were dealing with it.
Oh, boy.
It's not getting much better.
Nope. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Have you heard of Murphy's Law, Hank?
Yeah, I have.
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong?
Yep.
Have you heard about Cole's Law?
Yeah, I love the salad.
Yes. Hey, thin sliced cabbage dripped in mayonnaise and sour cream.
I appreciate that.
Don't get any better than that. Coleslaw. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Phil, I think I'm allergic to the gym.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I go there, I have trouble breathing and start sweating a lot. Would I be allergic to that?
You might be.
Yeah.
Allergic to work. Yeah.
Not work.
Well, working out.
Yeah. I mean, look at these muscles. Oh,
there you go.
What muscles? Ooh. Hey, I saw your Bazooka Joe gum up there. Are you trying to get it older than what it actually
is?
Yeah,
you put it on the windowsill.
I didn't let the sun soak in it.
Right. I need something to, like, maybe prop up the vibe.
Jack it
up. But I'm going to do an oil change, you know.
Hey, I changed all my passwords to incorrect, Phil.
Did you?
Every one of them. So whenever I forget to log in, the computer tells me your password is incorrect.
Right. Yeah. So that'll remind you.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you have to have incorrect exclamation point, ABC.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, whatever. I get really...
Your password must be 26
there's a couple
characters.
Of them. Yeah, there's a couple of them make me reset it.
Oh, like, every time.
And it's like, come on, I just remember this one.
Well. I broke my arm in two places. I told the doc that.
Yeah?
Yeah, he told me not to go back to those places.
I guess stay out of those places. A man walks into a library and orders fish and chips. The librarian says, "This is a library." The man says, "Oh, I'd like some fish and chips." Thank you.
Well, he was respectful.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, right.
You know, I'm ahead of the oh, my goodness. Why don't you just go ahead and do that? I had it earlier. Go ahead.
what? Oh, I was going to attend the procrastinators support group meeting, but they've postponed it again. Oh, man. Hard to get together with those guys.
It's tough, too. I'm in charge of that, but.
Sad.
I got a note from Mother Nature.
Really?
Yeah, it says, "Dear Mother Nature, get back on your meds. We have a glass of wine and start thinking of warm, happy thoughts again, please."
Yeah, right, please. Please. After today, Phil and Hank are going to be, you know, freezing their little heinies off today.
Well, you know, Saturday night I was at Walmart.
You know,
it took me a while. I was told you I had to come and fix a couple things. But anyway, and you wondered why it took me so long. I was in the parking lot watching a woman who can't remember where she parked.
Oh, yeah.
So every time she holds up her remote, I was honking the horn.
Not good. She probably came to your car a couple of times. You know, I once had a dream. I was floating in an ocean of orange soda.
Really?
It was more of a fantasy. Thank you.
Wow.
I like Fanta, actually.
Did you know that someone told me it takes 5 sheep to make us one sweater?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know they could even snitch or crochet. They must have been listening to Joanne's program.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah.
With all my aches and pains, I'm afraid I have that Chinese disease. Did you hear about that?
No.
Young no mo?
No, did not know that.
Yeah, young no more.
Sad.
It is sad. It's very sad. So I'm pretty sure my guardian angel, Phil, along with yours, just sits up there watching me as she paints her nails, rolls her eyes, and mutters under her breath, "How did I get stuck with these guys?"
Oh, yes.
That's probably true, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, very, very much yeah. so. You know, my superior pulled up to work with a sweet new car this morning, and I complimented him on it, and he replied, "Well, if you work hard, set your goals, stay determined, and put in long hours, I can get an even better one next year." Thank you.
Sell, baby.
Say. Yeah, there you go.
Last night, someone broke into my house and took a dozen eggs. They also left a saucepan filled with warm water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Police said that police believe that it was poachers.
Good one, Hank. Yeah. Good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Was that the kicker?
No. I got two more, and then it'll be the kicker.
All right. Get ready.
A fellow was dying at home in bed when he called his wife in from the kitchen and told her, "I think my time has come, darling. But I can smell your wonderful pies cooking, and I would like one more piece before I die."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
"Oh, I'm sorry, dear," his wife answered. "That's for the family after the funeral."
I've heard that one before.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never heard that one before.
June did that one last week. So.
Oh, did she? For you or the apple pies?
Save it.
Here's your kicker, buddy.
All right.
An angry woman to the hotel clerk says, "I thought this was supposed to be a respectful hotel." The clerk goes, "Yes, ma'am. Is something bothering you?" The woman says, "Yes, I just saw your handyman chasing a beautiful young girl past my room trying to kiss her." Clerk goes, "Oh, no. Did he catch her?" The woman goes, "No." "Well, then we're still a respectable hotel."
Oh, Hank.
Yes.
All right.
Bottom of the barrel on those, buddy.
Yep. Better get some new ones next week.
I'm trying, my man. Yep. So we can't reuse these?
Probably. I won't remember them.
Neither would I. Buddy, have a great day, everybody. Be kind and stay warm.
Have a good one.